I think Amber was murdered.
Denise gaped at her cousin. She was well into her third margarita, but she couldn't have misheard him. Maybe we shouldn't have gone to a bar after the funeral. Still, Paul had said he wasn't up to sitting another shiva. His mother and sister had just died within a month of each other. If getting a drink made Paul feel better, who cared what they were supposed to do? But the doctor said it was her heart.
I know what they said, Paul growled. The police didn't believe me either. But the day before she died, Amber told me she thought she was being followed. She was 23, Denise. Who has a heart attack at 23?
Your mother just died of a heart attack, Denise reminded him softly. Heart disease can be hereditary. It's rare for someone as young as Amber to have heart problems, true, but your sister was under a lot of stress.
No more than me now, Paul cut her off bitterly. You saying I might be next?
The thought was so awful, Denise didn't even want to contemplate it. I'm sure you're fine, but it wouldn't hurt to get checked out. Paul leaned forward, glancing around before he spoke.
I think I'm being followed too.
His voice was barely a whisper. Denise paused. For months after Randy's death, she'd thought every shadow was something sinister waiting to pounce on her. Even over a year later, she still hadn't totally managed to shake that feeling. Now her aunt and her cousin had died within a month of each other, and Paul also seemed to think death loomed right behind him. Was that a normal part of the grieving process? To feel that when death took someone close to you, it was coming after you next?
Do you want to stay at my house for a few days? She asked. I could use the company.
Actually, Denise preferred being alone, but Paul didn't know that. The careful investing Randy had done disappeared in the stock market crash, leaving her with just enough to bury him and to put a down payment on a new home, away from most of her family. Her parents meant well, but in their concern, they'd tried to take over her life. At work, Denise kept herself distant from her co-workers, and the seclusion had helped this past long, hard year as she dealt with Randy's death.